Before I start this episode, I'd like to say something real quick. Yesterday was a tragedy in Texas. So for those who don't know, there was a teenage male. He was like 18 or something like that, right, Stormy?
Yeah.
He's like 18 or something like that. He shot his grandmother and went to a local elementary. Well, traveled 85 miles to an elementary school and killed a bunch of kids and a teacher. My heart goes out on behalf of the social circle. Our hearts go out to the families of the victims, and I send my sincere condolences to all the families. This is very tragic, you know. It hits me because you guys know my fiance, you guys know my stepson, you know about him. And, you know, he's starting elementary school in September. Not only that, but, like, because I was around. I remember the Sandy Hook shooting. You know, and it's just very tragic. And I'm not one to get into politics, but something needs to be fucking done. Like you'd agree, Stormy? Like yo.
I feel like a lot of shit needs to be done, but I feel like they're not putting any effort into getting shit done. That's the fucked up part. Right.
I think they went to go talk. What did they? I know, like, they went, like, down this way.
What are you doing? Recording him?
We're doing the podcast.
He's doing a podcast.
Oh, a podcast.
We're talking about the Texas shooting from yesterday. Do you have any input on that? Like, as a parent,
let me
no.
Grab the fucking thing.
Oh, there we go.
I'm sick of this shit, okay? Because here's the thing, right? Motherfuckers is always like, oh my God. And I'm not saying that it ain't bad. It's bad as shit, okay? It's bad as shit. Where the people that when they was giving these guns to these motherfuckers and y'all know they was stupid in the head or, excuse me, political correction, they have mental disabilities.
Thank you.
Okay? I got mental motherfucking disabilities, but I ain't shoot up no fucking school.
Thank you.
Okay? You know how many teachers I wanted to punch in the fucking face? You know how many teachers I wanted to drag down the stairs? You know how many motherfucking kids I was like, bitch, I'll wait for you and your mama outside. But they ain't dead. You mean to tell me this motherfucker said, you know what, mom? Today I'm just gonna decide to kill everybody. Where's the motherfucker that's like, bitch, why you got that jacket on in 100-degree weather? Oh, call him by an ass. And I use that because that's the motherfuckers that went up in there and shut up their goddamn school. Where's the parents? And I'm not saying, because I am a parent, I'm not saying that if it was my kid, I wouldn't feel bad and still have that, you know, motherly obligation towards my child. But at the same token, I'm going to be in there like, get everybody. And we whooping this motherfucker's ass. Like, drag that motherfucker. Like, you want to inflict pain? Like, make that motherfucker bear the weight of the bullshit that they put you through. Because you got to deal with that every year. You execute them, you still got to deal with that every fucking year. Make that bitch suffer. And every time they want to, I say give them all the opportunity for parole. And then when they got to go to the parole board, they got to sit in front of everybody, parent to every kid that they kill. And you ask if you deserve another fucking opportunity. Put the motherfuckers out there that's really going to speak. Now, as far as I understand, who was it, the dude on the news and whatever the fuck. And I don't give a fuck about his name. I've been drinking. But why did you take this job? And why the fuck did you take it? What did you do? You here now saying, this shit now, but when it was on your motherfucking dime, when it was on your time and on your fucking shit, what was you doing? Right. Was there prevention? You know what I'm saying? Like, how y'all not like in the what they, my kids go to school and they gotta walk through a metal detector, but I tell you what, and I'm not even like bigging it up like it's like that, but I'm gonna say it in straight facts. You let them rural ass motherfucking kids come over in these fucking hood ass schools and act like they're gonna shoot shit up. Not only are the kids gonna motherfucking blast your ass, but the goddamn teachers too. Bitch, you know how many kids ass I wanted to whoop in here? You think you just gonna come and shoot niggas and that's it? No, I done had like 15 years of dealing with these niggas. I'm ready to whoop they ass, and you ain't gonna take that opportunity from me. Okay? That's what they think it in their head, or at least I would be. But at the same token, again, you're saying to everybody in America, why'd you get this job? Why are you, why? My question is, amongst all of his, what the fuck were you doing?
Exactly.
What were you doing? Mm-hmm. And I know we want to hold these people accountable, but there's somebody that should be held in accountability before that, because who gave it to them? Oh, well, we have the right to bear arms. I respect that. But you shouldn't have the right to sell a fucking rifle to a 15, 16-year-old and they get mad because they killed everybody kid in the fucking church. Mm. Are you fucking kidding me? Mm. Are you fucking kidding me? Okay, that's where no, I'm at.
That, reach.
That.
Now, a motherfucker want to come at me because I might snatch my kid up and check them nuts. But not one of my kids then brought a pistol to the school and pointed it at a teacher head. Pointed at some little helpless ass kids and shot their whole fucking life away. My motherfucking kids is driving me crazy. Can I get a restraining order on them? Can I call social workers on them? Like, look, put me in the mom protection program. Then I still go back to the question with the guy saying, what? What were you doing? How many kids died under his watch? That's the key question. For you, how dare you? Now, if you felt like I've made mistakes, then you come on and say, I feel as though, you know, in my opinion, these are the things that I didn't do. These are the things that I could do better or could have done better. But in preparation for... Now that we know it's a norm now, or it sucks, but it is a norm. School shootings is on a higher level. I know I just cut off, but school shootings is on a higher level than them teaching the kids what a fire alarm is.
That is so true.
Yo,
I agree.
How many fire drills have I had when I was a kid? About 100. And that was in a day.
Yep.
Get out to school. And they're timing you. They want to make sure they're training them. What are you training these niggas to do? Duck under the dust. Be quiet. Don't say nothing.
Wait.
I bet your bottom dollar you wish you'd have let them motherfucking kids have a phone in. Because had it been a hood school, they'd have called Andre, Tyrone, and Earl and them and been like, bitch, if we can't get you, call the neighbor's mom and tell that bitch, yep, and it's going to be that one kid in the school and that one teacher that hit the locker like, I knew it was going to happen. And they opening that bitch up and pulling out Uzis and bombs. And that's just real shit. Can we say we've ever had a mass shooting?
See, everything that she said is so true.
Even if it happened within the state, it's about the suffix that you're in, is what I'm talking about. That secondary domain. I live in Massachusetts, but my sub-city is Boston, so... In Boston, I was out here today, and they came like with paddy wagons and this, that, and the next, because somebody said,
these paddy wagons been.
Wait a minute, but were y'all patrolling the fucking rural last? And I feel like they didn't have enough opportunity too, because the school's here, and the motherfucking homes is like motherfucking 10 miles that way. And by the time you even get the opportunity that you realize your kid didn't open up the gun safe and pulled that bitch out and they on the way to school, nigga, you a half an hour late. And they didn't body like 20 people.
Yeah.
Now, I can say, I don't feel as though that, how they put it, the quote unquote inner city urban kids have been taught to necessarily aim and shoot. But they damn sure ain't going in there slaughtering whole fucking schools. I might hit a wall, bitch. I might hit your cousin. But I'm not trying to kill everybody in a building. And then their answer is what?
Mental health checks.
They suffer therapy. From mental disability.
Keep them away from violent video games.
Violent video games, huh?
Keep them away from...
That's the case. Niggas get violent when they drink, but you still sell alcohol.
Thank you.
Niggas get violent when they drink, but you still sell alcohol.
I know, that's legal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit is legal to get fucking drunk and get twisted and go bust somebody in the head and be like, I got a fucking problem. Yeah, bitch, you was drunk and you punched that nigga in the head. That was your problem.
When I hear people say mental illness, I'm not saying that.
Mental illness is not real. What I'm saying is stop using it and abusing it.
Thank you. That's why I hate that.
How many TikToks you seen? Niggas ain't had no knees, no arms, no fucking throat, no nothing. And they still out there running marathons in a goddamn suit bag or some shit. Are you kidding me? Bitch, if I sat here and said, oh, my back hurt, I can't make it, and I see a handicapped person, I've already looked at myself like I've insulted myself. Because how the fuck can they get up? You got two legs and they hurting. They got no legs and they working, and you bitching.
See, that's it right there. That's,
oh, my that, God. I still want to
understand where the gun came from. When it got to the kid, where was the parent in that? And then it's always, oh, it was a pistol registered to the parent. Well, clearly that's where it came from. So can I get some time too? Y'all want to get Bill, listen, y'all want to get Bill Cosby on allegedly putting some date rape drug that wasn't even in fucking date rape shit going on, and y'all want to imprison this blind old ass nigga that was the Cosby daddy of the centuries.
They really imprisoned him, dude.
But what you mean to tell me you can't catch somebody in a goddamn community that's running around with his friends? That motherfucker ain't the only person running around toting a pistol thinking the same fucking thing. Because the same way I feel, somebody else feel. The same way I think somebody else think. We ain't just cross paths yet.
Nah, I do want to ask you, because this is the first time you've been on...
No, it ain't.
Okay, it's not the first time. But I do want to ask you one question, because... I just dropped the mic. It's okay. I do want to ask you one question. You're a mother. How many kids do you have?
You writing a book?
It's just important to know.
I got 7.
There you go.
3 girls, 4 boys.
See?
And...
You're always on top of...
I ain't always on top of anything. Here's what I do. I don't take shit, and I damn sure don't tolerate disrespectful kids. I ain't saying beat they ass. Wink, 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 wink. I ain't saying beat they ass. Wink, 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 wink. What I'm saying is, if I gotta get my Joe Jackson on to get my motherfucking kids to where Joe Jackson beat Michael's ass, to nigga, you on the fucking way, because I'm kicking the shit out of you every day. That's just, you know what I mean? Like, don't tell me I'm doing some evil shit and there's other ways to do it. Yeah, there is. But whatever way you was working and whatever thing you was doing, it didn't manifest well, because whatever you put into that kid, he went and killed these fucking students.
Yep, that's...
Now, if I beat my kids every day of their fucking life, guess what? I ain't got no one banger kid, okay? My kids done got me through the ringer, and I done went to court and shit. But it was like, because they shouldn't have been disrespectful. You know what I mean? Like, you got checked. That's why I ended up there. But
yeah.
I'm not dealing with my kids and pistols all in my fucking house. And I don't want no parent to be like, I didn't know.
Fuck that.
I didn't know Johnny was in the basement building balls.
I didn't know this.
Like, I didn't know. Yeah. He had a goat up his ass.
You didn't know, all right. Like, okay.
You didn't bullshit. Know he was yeah, fucking chickens fuck until bullshit. He had one?
You didn't know that.
All I'm saying is come on. I just, like, at the end of the day, when it comes to that massacre shit, where'd the guns come from?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's the everything one question.
Is. Look, I'm not gonna deny your right to bear arms wherever you're able to, but I am gonna hold you accountable because if I was a gun seller, you know what I'm saying, in the state of Texas, and I sold you a gun, I might not need credentials right away, but I could have 4 or 5 kids in a school that you now decide to shoot that shit up. Are you gonna say that that motherfucker shouldn't have been able to when you the motherfucker that sold it to him?
All right.
Where the fuck we get grenades? Where do black people get grenades?
Where do we get?
Where do black right people there. Get Uzis and Mac-10s and motherfucker? Where do black people get any of that shit?
Where do
the urban society get fucking pantyhose nowadays? Like, pantyhose!
Where are we getting this stuff? That's the question. That's the real question.
Oh.
These kids are...
Who's the biggest fucking dealer in the world? The government.
Thank you. There's your answer. Stormy, there's your fucking answer.
There was motherfucking... Okay, let me put it on the most basic fucking terms, right? So out here, they'll have mad rats, right? They say, we got to get rid of the rats. We're going to put in raccoons. Now the raccoons is populated. Now we got to put in something to get... We got to put in possums. And it's like, we're still, as the people living here, like, we ain't even in no area where there should be a fucking possum hanging from the tree. This should be a turkey in the fucking back of the goddamn project buildings. You dig what I'm saying? So where the fuck did this shit come from?
Yo, facts.
It was placed. It was placed. Now, I know I get a little deep, so I'm going to go ahead and finish my wine and shit. You know, I ain't going to fuck y'all all the way up.
But
just
great.
Let people understand that. Catch me on my own line, and I got a whole hate line, you know. Hateabitch.com. Keep hating. And, just you find that answer out and let me know. Because if it's legal for me to sell dope and get away with it, bitch, I'm selling dope. Where'd they get the guns from?
Streets.
It's legal to sell it. No. Street guns, they gonna take serial numbers off. They might have stole it from, you know, who cares? I'm talking about the weapons they use to slaughter kids in a whole school building with a whole school system. How did they get in the building? My 12-year-olds have to walk through a fucking metal detector in a quote-unquote hood school. So, hood school versus spend all this money or... You know what? Put them in a hood school. Because at least I know if a motherfucker come in, they're going to be like black people on the plane. I wish a nigga would.
Absolutely.
That ain't happening. Because I know my kids already. I used to send my kids, my girls to school with socks and rocks. If a bitch act crazy, you got that sock out your bag full of rocks and you bust that hoe in the head.
Hmm.
That's called self-defense.
That's self-defense.
You know what I'm saying? But once they started putting metal detectors, now you got to think outside the box. And I didn't know what to do, right? I'm like, fuck, no more socks and rocks. My motherfucker said, I got scissors. I said, well, God damn it, that's a weapon. No, mummy. Those are school supplies.
Thank
bingo.
You.
Oh,
bingo. Bingo. Right, okay. Right there, right. Yahtzee. So now what?
I've heard this story before.
Yeah, you have, but do you feel it now?
No, I definitely feel it. Absolutely. So,
if I can't send you to school, what's necessary to protect you in case some whack motherfucker
that.
Run up in the
school? School supplies, bro.
Don't just about every classroom have scissors.
They do. Yeah.
I'm not saying anybody did anything wrong, and again, everything is bad. But me personally, right? And again, it depends on where you grew up and how you grew up and, you know, which ways you was taught to defend yourself. But I'm sorry. I'm not running under a motherfucking bald tree bush to hide from a nigga with a gun. I'm be like, yo, this is the chemistry class. Bitches, grab the fucking bleach, grab the grease, grab the acid, and we gonna fucking blind this nigga. Do something. Teach him to use whatever you fucking teach him. What are you teaching him? Hide. Clearly, hiding ain't fucking keeping niggas alive. In battle, you gotta fight. Now, if everybody was running at him, I'm not saying that he couldn't have sprayed. But there was an opportunity for somebody to do something.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's... Oh, and then it just bring you back to the fucking cop's son that they kept everything under fucking, like, shh, hush. But when it leaked that they was about to do a cover-up, it's a blast session. No, that nigga been doing that, and now somebody's tired of it because exactly what I said, that motherfucker ended up hurting somebody else's family, and now they're angry. But when it wasn't your family, you didn't give a fuck. Oh, shit. All right, now, you know what?
Well, what's up?
Man? That's my session.
Thank you. For that, I'm glad you joined this topic, because that's what I say. We need a parent's perspective. You know what I mean? We needed that. We needed that. We needed that. For real, like we seriously needed that. It's like
it hit me real deep, Shrek.
No. It hits me because like I was around when Sandy Hook happened. You remember Sandy Hook, the Sandy Hook shooting? He was the same MO as this motherfucker the other day in Texas.
Okay, but can I say this?
Go ahead.
Here's my thing, right? When the news come on, right? They say somebody got shot. White cops shot up black kids. Black lives matter. Did it matter yesterday when they didn't shoot us?
No.
Did it matter 2 weeks ago when I'm pretty sure you probably saw this kid's crayon drawings of the devil and teachers hanging upside down and shit. You know what I mean? Like, where was the...
Go ahead. Say it. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like... No. I'm not saying anything.
Listen... It's an open podcast. They want to sue me. They can try to sue me. It don't matter.
It ain't about suing. It's just about, nigga, y'all knew shit was happening, didn't say stuff. And now that it's bad and it happened to somebody y'all give a fuck about, now it's a crime. Bitch, it was a crime when the teachers was in school fucking kids, it was a crime. It was a crime when the motherfucking, the students was in there whooping the fucking staff's ass, it was a crime. Why is it all of a sudden a crime? Because some white motherfucking kid just shot up all these fucking kids. If a black nigga did it, he'd have been lynched already, hanging from the fucking tree with a star under him like the fucking walk. Like, oh yeah, that was the latest nigga that we hung. Yeah. You see the star under him? Yeah, we made sure it illuminated for him. Really? I'm too drunk to taste this chicken, so I'm done.
To taste this
chicken. Thank you for joining us.
You know what?
Thank you so much. No, for real. Thank you.
No, for real. That's going to be $8.
No, she really. Listen, I'll pay her when I get paid next week. I'll pay her double.
I need my shit right now.
I'll pay you double.
Excuse me, guys.
Melvin?
I didn't mail in my work.
Yeah.
Where's you're not going to mail me my check.
Yo, where's my
$30? Thank you. Thank you so much for joining our episode here. They're good. They went back to your house. We'll talk later. Listen. I'm glad she really... I'm really glad that she joined this, you know. America's gotta fucking wake the fuck up.
I am America. Oh, wait.
America needs to wake up. We gotta wake the fuck up. I'm not, listen, and I've said this from day one. I don't want to talk politics here, but I will say this. Fucking open your fucking eyes. President Biden, don't become another George Bush. Don't become another George Bush. If you really cared about a tragedy like this that happened in Texas.
Don't get a shoe thrown at you, all right? Don't be George
Bush. No, fuck a shoe getting thrown at him. What I'm saying is, you got to think about the children. See, me, to my listeners, they know who my fiance is. They know I'm not even going to call her my fiance anymore. That's my wife. Her son, that's my son. Even though he's not mine, doesn't matter. What I'm going to say is, I shouldn't have to be scared for my son going to school because of shit like this. And I'm going to go local now. Mayor Wu, Michelle Wu, do a better fucking job. I didn't say that. Somebody else said that. But I will say yes. Fuck you, Michelle Wu. Do a better fucking job. Protect these kids, because I'll be damned. Because my son will be starting school in September, and I'll be damned if he's going to go into an elementary school and shit that happened in Texas is going to happen in the school that he is in Boston. He may not be mine. He may not have come out of my whatever, you know what. But I've loved that little boy from the day I met him. I'm telling you right now.
I might go to the gas station.
I'm telling you right now.